This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis has advertised Proposition HH as a property tax cut, but its effects on the rest of the state budget are driving debate. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
If voters pass Prop HH, it would slow down the rise of property tax bills and save many homeowners hundreds of dollars a year. But it would also allow the state to hold on to billions more in tax revenue over the years by paying smaller Tabor refunds. That extra money would offset the effect of the tax cut on schools, but if the economy performs well, experts say the measure could also end up growing the state's education fund. A conservative lawsuit argues that additional school funding is a secret mission of the proposition and that it should be kept off the ballot. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is wrapping up his 12 years in office. The city has paid an average of $1 million per year on settlements between protesters and the police. Still, Hancock insists reforms are working.
I think the legacy will be some bold things that we did in public safety. We went head-to-head and eye-to-eye to address the issues of excessive force and said there's never a time when excessive force is okay.
Hancock noted the success of the STAR program, which dispatches mental health experts instead of armed police to some emergency calls. The El Paso County Fair kicks off this weekend in Calhoun. It runs for a week with attractions like a rodeo, demolition derby, and a junior livestock sale. Other county fairs in southern Colorado are already underway, like in Custer and Park counties. Young people competing could qualify to go to the state fair that's in Pueblo in late August. And a note that the El Paso County Fair is an underwriter of KRCC, but has no editorial influence. This is CPR News and KRCC.